Hey, welcome to Hope City's podcast. We're so excited that you chose to listen to us, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
3 weeks of January, we're taking a look at each of the themes that we've had as a Hope City church. Last week, Pastor Paula took us through the 2022 theme of the forward movement. And today I'm going to be taking us through the 2023 theme, which was exponentially more. And one of the things that I like to remind us of when I'm up here is the importance of remembrance. We hear the phrase all the time, don't look back, right? And when people say don't look back, what they really mean, what they're really saying is don't cycle, which is what Pastor Paula talked to us about all last week. I agree with that. Don't cycle. And as you know, or maybe you don't, and you need to go back and listen to it, but last week and all of 22 was all about not cycling. Just a little disclaimer. If it's 2025 now, and if you're still cycling, don't worry. You can go back, and I recommend you go back and look at some of our messages from 2022. If you want to throw that slide up there, you can go to myhopecity.church/media, and there are a whole bunch of sermon series on there that were preached during our exponentially more sermon series. The forward movement got stuck in there. That's okay. But I encourage you, go through those, listen to some of them. If you're still struggling with cycling, we got a whole toolkit full of things to help you out. And if you were not here last week for Pastor Paula's message, you definitely need to go to myhopecity.church/media and listen to last week's sermon. Listen, I always know that a message hit hard when our toughest critics, Hope City Youth, are still talking about the message when we meet at Youth at 5 o'clock. And last week I was speaking a message at Youth Group, and it was a message on repentance. And I was right in the middle of giving this analogy of what repentance doesn't look like. And one of the youth goes, vomit. And I immediately was like, oh, and if that doesn't hit for you, if you're like, I don't know what she's talking about, go back and listen to last week's message. But that means that it's stuck. And that means that people are still thinking about it. And the student was right on. That's exactly what we were talking about. But anyway, back to remembering. I would like to encourage you to look back. Don't go back, but look back. Remember. Remember what God saved you from. Remember all that God has done. Remember who you used to be, where you used to be, and who you are where you are now. Remember those sacred moments in your life where God changed you forever. Remember. That's what this Rewind series is all about. It's all about remembering. And for those of you who weren't here for it, you might be thinking, I wasn't here in 2023. This message series is all about orienting you to what we have as a history at Hope City, the foundation that we've built so that we can all be on the same page as we move forward together. And as I was preparing to preach this message, I thought it would be fun to look back at some of the old messages that we had, some of the old points that we had, and these are just a few that I found from various sermon series throughout 2023, and you can see what some of our topics were, what some of the main points were, but the one that stuck out to me the most was exponentially more takes action. I also came across, as I was in the archives this week, I came across my intro for the message, the very first exponentially more message of 2023. It was Vision Sunday, and as I read through that intro, I felt all the feels, you guys. And I thought it would be fun to read it to you guys, just so that you can, if you were there, this is walk down memory lane. If you weren't, this is going to make you feel like you were, okay? Are you ready? This was the intro. 2022 was the year of forward movement. Cycles were broken, freedom was found, tiny steps and monumental steps were taken, and we couldn't be more proud of our Hope City people. On Wednesday, we introduced our dream team to the theme for this year. And the message I got after our huddle, I felt perfectly summed up what 2023 is all about. This is the message I got. Pastor Cherie, this year is the year I allow myself to fully walk into what God has for me. I'm saying no to all the things that have held me back. We're stepping into more. I feel like the forward movement was God showing me how to shed off my old nature, old culture, and old mindsets. I feel like exponentially more for me looks like a lifestyle of whatever, of a sound mind, and an increase in spiritual discernment for whatever God is bringing into next. Welcome to Hope City, to the year of exponentially more. That's where you're supposed to get excited. Welcome, Hope City, to the year of exponentially more. All right. And as this year went on, the idea of exponentially more developed. And people started realizing, wait, if I'm going to say yes to the exponentially more that God has for me, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some equipping. I'm going to need stuff that is beyond me. And this wasn't something that we realized quickly, that this wasn't something we were going to be able to do on our own, right? And you might be in that position. How many of you guys have been in that position where you're like, man, God's asking me to do this, and I know that there's no way I can do it on my own? Yeah. Across this room, we've been there. One of the things that we learned quickly in the year of exponentially more, the first thing that we learned is that exponentially more requires the power of the Holy Spirit. That means saying yes to the more that God has for us means that we need more power, and it's power that can't come from us. It can only come from the Holy Spirit. This power from the Holy Spirit, we see all throughout Scripture from the beginning of time. When Jesus came, there was a shift in the way that we saw Holy Spirit as he empowered us to do all that he has asked us to do. So in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would show up often in the form of wind or breath. The Bible described it often as that word wind, but in the Hebrew language, it was the word ruach. And that word ruach happened consistently throughout the entire Old Testament. I'm going to give you a few examples. We first see the evidence of the Holy Spirit in Genesis 1, verse 2, where it says, a wind, a ruach, hovered over the waters. And then in Genesis 41:38, Pharaoh recognized ruach. He recognized the power of the Holy Spirit alive in Joseph when Joseph was able to interpret the dreams that Pharaoh was having. In Exodus chapter 31, verse 3, God tells Moses that the power of ruach, the power of the Holy Spirit, was inside Oholiab and Bezalel in order for them to be able to have the skill to construct the tabernacle. In Numbers chapter 11, God tells Moses that he would give the first group of elders in the Israelite camp the same power, the same ruach that was given to Moses in order to empower them to help Moses lead the nation of Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, when Saul was anointed as king, Samuel told him that the Holy Spirit, the ruach, would rush upon him and that he would begin to prophesy. I could keep going on because there's so many examples of ruach in the Old Testament. And every single one of them described it like a wind that came through, that was empowering people to do the work of God. The song we just sang in worship had the line, "This is the moment where wind meets fire." You just got introduced to the wind part of that. That song, that's Ruach, is the wind that that song is talking about. That's the Holy Spirit. But in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus instructs the disciples to wait before proceeding their new mission. Chapter 1, starting in verse 4, it says, "Once he was eating with them, he commanded them, 'Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. As I told you before, John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.'" Verse 6 goes on to do what sometimes the disciples did best, and that was ask an irrelevant question that had nothing to do with the conversation. And Jesus is so nice, and he's so gentle, and he just slightly redirects them back to the point. In verse 7, he says, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they're not for you to know. But," here's the redirect, "but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Here's what's interesting about this scripture is that Jesus had already given them their marching orders. He had already told them what they were going to do next once he went back to heaven. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 is their marching orders. And Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Now go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you." This is my favorite part. "And be sure of this, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." These were the marching orders. These were the directions that Jesus had given. He was like, it says right there, "Therefore go," right? And so they're like, "Okay, we're going to go." And then in Acts chapter 1, he says, "Now wait." How many people in the room are get it done people? Like, once you know where you're going, once you know what the vision is, now let's get it done. Any movers in the room? Yes, I'm seeing lots of hands. Sometimes the instruction is to wait. Not to force doors open. Not to move forward in your own way. Wait. And I'm sure that the disciples who had gotten this message from Jesus, "Now, therefore, go and make disciples." And then he was like, "But wait, you're not ready yet." I'm sure they were like, is it go or is it wait? What are we doing here? Sometimes, exponentially more, all the time I might even say, exponentially more requires discipline. Especially the movers and the shakers in the room, they want to go. We want to go. We want to push forward. We want to knock doors open. We want to take after and get things done. And sometimes Jesus is saying, wait. But also, sometimes Jesus is saying, now go. And the thing he's asking you to do doesn't sound like that much fun. Sometimes it's not very glamorous. Sometimes it doesn't follow the path of least resistance. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes exponentially more means cutting off things that were never meant to be. Sometimes exponentially more means God saying, "Oh, do you want everything I have for you? Then bear this good fruit." And you're like, "Oh, but I don't know if I want to." Exponentially more will always require discipline. It's going to require you saying yes, even when you don't feel like it. Jesus tells the disciples, "You're going to tell the whole world about me." I would imagine that in that moment they were like, "Okay, we're ready." And then he says, "But I don't want you to go until I tell you to." And so they stand there and they wait and they discipline themselves for whatever it is that Jesus promises is coming next. And then we pick up in Acts chapter 2 when the second half of that song lyrics comes into play, right? Where wind meets fire. Starting in verse 1, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. What's wind? Right, Ruach, the Holy Spirit. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Jesus said, wait. He said, wait, don't go yet, because I have the thing that you need next. You're going to need the power of Ruach, the power of the Holy Spirit, in order to do what I've called you to do. But this time, it's going to look different. See, the people that were in that room, they knew Ruach. They knew that wind. They knew what it meant. They were used to what that meant. But he said, this time it's going to look different. John 16 recalls that Jesus saying that the Holy Spirit is going to dwell inside of believers and empower them to do all that he has called them to do. Verse 1 of Acts chapter 2 said, there was a sound like heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like the flames or tongues appeared and settled on each of them. Guys, in this moment, the power of the Old Testament Ruach met the infilling of the New Covenant Holy Spirit. In this moment, wind met fire. And what happened when wind met fire was that there was an explosion of the gospel throughout the whole world. And we should be excited about that. We should be excited that when wind met fire, all of a sudden people couldn't do anything except for tell people about Jesus, right? You know about Jesus today because wind met fire and there was an explosion of the gospel. That's the only reason that we in North America have the good news of Jesus, is because wind met fire. And it seems like the very news that has us alive today should be getting us excited. And you guys are staring at me. Can we please get excited about the power of the Holy Spirit? And yet, even with the discipline that they practiced, even with the power of the Holy Spirit inside of them, even with the advocate, the helper, giving them the power to do what God had called them to do, there was still one more thing that they had to do. Exponentially more requires your yes. Jesus told them what the plans were. Jesus said, hey, listen, this is what I'm calling you to do. I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit. I'm going to give you an advocate, a helper to go with it. And still, they had to make a decision. Were they going to say yes to all that God had called them to do? Or were they going to go back to business as usual? Were they going to go back to their jobs, go back to their lives, and just keep things status quo, the way that they've always been? Exponentially more, what we learned in 2023, and still so applicable today, is that it requires your yes. Your yes to all that God has asked of you. And you have that same decision before you today. Do you want to say yes to all that God has called you? Because that yes isn't glamorous. That yes is going to require some pruning. That yes is going to require you to do some things that are uncomfortable. It's going to require you to say no to the things that feel right, that feel good, that feel like they're what's best for you. Exponentially more requires a yes when you really just want to go your own way. you might be in this room today and you might be like, oh, I want to say yes to exponentially more. I want to say yes to all that God has for me. But if I were to be honest with myself, I'm not even living in relationship with God right now. Right now, my life looks like saying yes to me, looking out for me, doing whatever is best for me. And really, there's not much God in my life at all. That's step one. And I'm so glad that we live in a relationship with God where there's always a next step, right? Where you might walk into step one today, and then tomorrow there's a next step, and the next day there's a next step, and there's a next step, and there never stops to be next steps. If you want to take that first step, that yes to Jesus, and what you're doing when you say yes to Jesus is you're saying, you get to be in charge of my life. No longer am I going to live for what satisfies me the most, but I just want to live for you. If you want to say yes to Jesus, will you please just raise your hand?
Thank you again for joining us. We want to give a special shout out to those who pour into the mission here at Hope City. If you want to give to what we're doing, you can find us at myhopecity.church/give. Again, we are so excited that you chose to join us, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.